Hi, this is the Morris After Hours podcast, where we get to talk about things we don't normally get to on my radio show. And today, we are breaking down the NASCAR 2021 playoffs. The way the NASCAR playoffs are constructed, it is four different rounds of three races, and after every three races, four drivers get eliminated until you have four drivers left who compete at one final race to win the championship. You take your 16 best drivers in the first round, and you cut them down slowly after three races. The way to get into the playoffs is to win a race or have the most points if all 16 spots are not filled by a winner. After 13 races this season so far, we have 10 different winners in the NASCAR playoffs. Those winners are Martin Truex Jr., Alex Bowman, William Byron, Joey Logano, Kyle Larson, Ryan Blaney, Brad Keselowski, Kyle Busch, Christopher Bell, and Michael McDowell. So we have six spots left to fill with points. And it was really hard to pick and choose who I think will point their way into the playoffs. And again, any of these drivers can still win. We still have almost 20 races until the playoffs start. So with that said, my six drivers to get into the playoffs right now who don't have a win yet are Denny Hamlin, Kevin Harvick, Chase Elliott, Kurt Busch, Austin Dillon, and Tyler Reddick. And I took this list online and compared it with other analysis and just people who follow the sport in general. And the most common thing I see is that drivers like Matt DiBenedetto, Bubba Wallace, and Daniel Suarez, I do not have in the playoffs. And with these three guys, I think any one of them, if they could win, I think they all have the chance to win at any of these tracks coming up soon. But I just don't see them making that push yet. They're all really young, sort of newer teams, not as fast as the top guys, but all have proven that they can easily get into the playoffs if they have the right equipment. I just don't think this is the year for them. With all that said, let's start breaking down the round of 16. So we have our 16 drivers, and the three tracks they'll be racing at in this round are Darlington, Richmond, and Bristol. So you have a nice little bit of short tracks here. Not all of them are considered short tracks, but they're all smaller, narrower, going to need just overall be a good short track specialist to get through. So with this in consideration, I present to you my top 12 and who I believe are going to get through the round of 16. Those drivers include Martin Truex Jr., Alex Bowman, Kyle Larson, Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin, Kevin Harvick, Chase Elliott, Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski, Kyle Busch, William Byron, Christopher Bell. So with those 12 drivers set, the four drivers I have missing are Kurt Busch, Michael McDowell, and Tyler Reddick. So let's go through and break down the four drivers I have missing the round of 12 one by one. Kurt Busch drives the one car this year, definitely a strong contender, has the championship experience, has made a deep run in the playoffs with this one car before. This year just seems like an off year for him. He's consistent, he's up there. I just don't see him breaking through with the 12 drivers we have right now. I feel like it's going to be a common theme we see that the drivers I've selected seem to be more consistent than the other ones who fall out. And it seems this year is just built off of consistency. So Kurt Busch, just not up there enough to break through. If he can get a win, that might change things. I could see him possibly snubbing Christopher Bell off this list, but he is yet to be up in the win category, so that might change. But until then, I just don't see him making it past the round of 16 if he makes the playoffs. Michael McDowell won at Daytona earlier this year, which is a huge feat for that 34 team. Definitely congratulations to him, but we all know that he's probably not going to make an appearance in the round of 12, and if he does, he might be able to push to the round of 8 with Talladega. That's another super speedway, and we know he is really good there, but without that help of the super speedway in the first round, unless he can win at Daytona before in the playoffs, I don't see Michael McDowell sneaking past the round of 16. Austin Dillon, Tyler Reddick, I feel like are kind of the same reason, so I'll group them together here. Both drive for RCR, both really young, talented guys, can easily be champions in the sport one day. Just like I said, consistency is going to matter here, and neither one of them have proven yet that they are consistent enough to deserve to beat out one of these top 12 guys. And until that happens, I just don't think either one of them can break that boundary to push themselves deep into the playoffs and make a run for this championship. With all this in consideration, we're going to start moving on and breaking down to the round of 8. The tracks that these 12 drivers are going to have to face to make the cut are Las Vegas, Talladega, and the Charlotte Roval. Las Vegas is your typical mile-and-a-half track. Talladega, the biggest, best track in NASCAR, 2 miles, restrictor plate race, tight racing, going to be a great race. And then, of course, road course, Charlotte Roval, only road course in the playoffs. Definitely going to be a wild card for a specialist who can get through. So we look at the eight drivers I selected, and I took all of those tracks into consideration. So I'm pushing through to the round of eight. Martin Truex Jr., Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, Alex Bowman, William Byron, Joey Logano, and Ryan Blaney. So that's going to force Kevin Harvick, Brad Keselowski, Kyle Busch, and Christopher Bell out of the playoffs. Again, we're going to break down why I feel like these four are not going to make it. Kevin Harvick drives for SHR, which is Stewart Haas Racing. That team was once a championship contender with all four of their cars last year. This year, they seem to fall off the pace quite heavily. Kevin Harvick's really the only car from that team doing well this year, and even then, he's not looking like himself from last year. I just think that consistency and that inability to perform like last year is going to catch up with him. Definitely not until the round of 12, but I don't see him pushing past then. Hopefully next year, if he stays around, he can push past, maybe be back in the championship four. But until then, I still don't see it. Brad Keselowski, again, it's that whole consistency thing. He's not consistent enough. He does have the win at Talladega, and we are going back there. But I don't see him possibly winning that race a second time, especially as that's the middle race in the series of the round of 12. So with that being said, Brad Keselowski is definitely going to have the work cut out for him, especially with other road course specials like Ryan Blaney and Joey Logano being his teammates being in that round of 12 with him. Kyle Busch is an interesting case here. Definitely a fast car. Definitely he has championship experience, but he has a new crew chief this year, and I just think without that veteran leadership on top of the box to help him, and we've seen they've had some issues on the track earlier this year, I just don't see Kyle Busch being able to push through into the round of eight. Christopher Bell, young driver, definitely a feat to make it to the round of 12 if he can. I don't see him making him past that. Like I said, consistency is going to matter a whole lot here this year with every driver seeming to be able to win on any given notice. Christopher Bell definitely going to be left short. If he can find another win somewhere in the season, I think he can push through to the round of eight and possibly knock out Blaney or Logano. But until then, I don't see him making it that far. Definitely a young, talented driver replacing Eric Jones in that 20 car. Definitely think Joe Gibbs made the right move there. But Christopher Bell, I don't think, can push through to the round of eight. So the round of eight, we need eight drivers. And I told you, Martin Truex Jr., Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, Alex Bowman, William Byron, Joey Logano, and Ryan Blaney will be those eight drivers. They will face the tracks of Texas, Kansas, and Martinsville. We're going to have 2.5 miles in this round. And then Martinsville, which is a really short, called the paperclip, going to be a lot of beating and banging. And it's going to be a great race to watch. But with that considered, we have to move and pick our four to move on to Phoenix to contend for the championship. And those four are Martin Truex Jr., Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, and Alex Bowman. So again, let's go through, talk about who's out and why. Denny Hamlin, again, along with Kevin Harvick last year, had a great pace, seemed to be the championship favorite at one point. Couldn't get it done. I see the same this year, except he's going to make an earlier exit. I do think he'll steal a win somewhere in this regular season before we get to the playoffs. And I do think he can possibly win in the playoffs. But I don't see him winning at Texas, Kansas, or Martinsville to break through. And I feel like you're going to need a win to get into any of those tracks. And without a win at those tracks, it's going to be hard. Next up out, we have William Byron. He is on a top 10 streak. He has 11 straight races right now of top 10s, which is fantastic for a young driver. Definitely taking the 24 car to Victory Road at least once more before the season ends. But consistency is going to matter. And as I've said all day long, that if you don't have the consistency to beat the other consistent guys, I don't see you moving on. And this is just another case of that. Same kind of applies with Joey Logano. Great driver, a champion in recent memory too, has won at Martinsville, but I don't see him getting it done this year, especially when you have guys like Martin Truex Jr. and Chase Elliott and Alex Bowman searching to make a deep run into these playoffs. And then after that, we have Ryan Blaney. Ryan Blaney is in a weird spot, always seen as the third member of Team Penske. He has a really fast car, and I really think he can contend well, but none of these tracks seem to fit him personally. I don't see him winning at Martinsville. Texas and Kansas are iffy. He could win. I just don't see it, especially with guys who are going to be hungry to get into the playoffs and prove something like Kyle Larson and Alex Bowman. So we have four drivers for the championship. We have Martin Truex Jr., Chase Elliott, and Kyle Larson. Only one of these people can win. And I'm going to go through, I'm going to talk about all of them and give them a final rating of where I place them. So in fourth place, I have Alex Bowman. Bowman's off to a great start early this year. Seems to be doing well at these smaller tracks. Phoenix is a smaller track, and he did run well there, but I don't see him breaking through and being able to place better than the other three. Alex Bowman is young. He has plenty of time to get better, and I think this is a great year for him, no matter how far in the playoffs he's made it. Definitely two wins is something to brag home about, especially in a car that hasn't seen victory lane in almost 5 years. Alex Bowman is doing great things in that 48 car, and I think next year is going to definitely probably be his year, but this year I do not see it. In third place, we have Chase Elliott, the defending champ. Definitely good for him that he'll be, in my predictions, be back in the final four. But Kyle Larson and Martin Truex Jr. just seem to be on another level when it comes to these short tracks. And even though he can win at Martinsville and win at Phoenix, as we've seen before, I just think, we have people hungrier in the field who can make it work. So the real battle is going to be between Martin Truex Jr. and Kyle Larson. And I had a really hard time deciding who I'm going to put forward as the NASCAR champion. A lot of debating online about it. This is where I get a lot of people arguing over it online. But I see Martin Truex Jr. coming up just short of Kyle Larson. Truex Jr. already has 3 wins this year, is definitely going to be the front runner for the championship. I just don't see him making it happen this year. He didn't make it happen last year at Phoenix when he had a strong chance. He can be strong. He's probably going to lead a lot of laps in this Phoenix race this November if he makes it to the final four. I just don't see him coming through and being able to pull off that win. So I'm putting Martin Truex Jr. as our championship runner-up, meaning I am putting Kyle Larson as our NASCAR Cup Series champion in his first season back. For those who do not know, Kyle Larson was involved in an iRacing incident where he had used inappropriate words online when he thought people could not hear him, and he was suspended from NASCAR indefinitely until he completed sensitivity training, lost all of his sponsorship deals, and publicly stepped off of social media for pretty much all of last year and just raced dirt races. And we see that during that time, he just didn't sit around and, like, wait for NASCAR. He actively did things to get better on and off the track. We see that he went and raced dirt a whole bunch. Last year, won a bunch of dirt races and seemed very sincere in his apology and completed that sensitivity training NASCAR needed from him. He was signed by Hendrick Motorsports to drive the 5 car this season. And he's done great things. He got a win early. Still no heavy sponsorships with him. But he's consistent. And he's definitely probably the most consistent driver of them all right now. Even if the stats don't show it. But he really has that factor where I feel like he could win any weekend we're talking about. He's just that good of a driver. He's definitely going to be the future of NASCAR one day. I know he's very polarizing right now because of his recent statements of what happened last summer. But I believe if you can just forgive him, like a lot of people have, I know like Bubba Wallace, who is the only African-American driver in NASCAR right now, has forgiven him, that you can possibly see that, you know, people can change for the better. And we know Kyle Larson is a dominant racer. He last raced the 42 car, which was a pretty good car, could get it up there, never really found victory lane with it often. Never really found success in the playoffs, but for some reason this 5 car he's in now seems to be it. It's just a rebranded 88 from last year that Bowman drove, but for some reason Kyle Larson seems to be the championship favorite for me, and I feel like I'm not alone with saying that I see Larson in the championship. Like I said, very dominant at almost any track it seems. If he can keep out of trouble and keep his car clean, I definitely feel like that increases his odds a lot. So I feel like that's where people like Truex Jr. and Chase Elliott and Alex Bowman need to capitalize. They need to keep him back, because if he can get up into the open field and run away with this race, he absolutely will. He's an opportunist, and I see him, if he can get to the lead, he will hold the lead. So that's why I predict Kyle Larson will be your NASCAR champion. So with that said, what does that mean for everyone, really? I feel like no one's going to have a disappointing season this year. Maybe Matt DiBenedetto or Bubba Wallace, just because a lot were expected from them. And if they miss the playoffs, which what I predict, that will definitely hurt their chances of finding rides next year, even though Bubba Wallace is locked up with 2311 Racing for the next few years. I definitely think afterwards, if he cannot find playoff success, that will be an issue. Matt DiBenedetto, we know, is out of the 21 car this year at the end of the season regardless. Him missing the playoffs is obviously going to complicate things of where he ends up next year. Let's talk about other drivers and their success in the playoffs. Christopher Bell is another strong one that sticks out to me. If he can make that run into the round of 12, he's already proven that he's kind of earned that spot at JGR. Kevin Harvick carrying Stewart Haas on his back to in the round of 12 just to fall out also seems like the way to go. It's, again, we're all waiting for this next-gen car to come out and see who ends up where after that season. Denny Hamlin, definitely going to be a disappointing season for him. Constantly seems to be a championship favorite, and it always ends up short. Really sucks for him that he cannot make the breakthrough when he needs to. But until then, he'll definitely be contending. There's other drivers around, like Tyler Reddick, who, if just making the playoffs, seems like would be great for him. Same with Austin Dillon. William Byron, if he can make it all the way to the round of 8, like I say, that will be great for him. These drivers, but like I said, there's not really any downsides to anyone really with my playoff predictions. It's very safe, very predictable almost. But I feel that we're in that kind of safe, predictable season as it, again, like I said, is the last season with the current gen cars. We'll get new cars that will feel and race differently next year. So I feel like everyone's kind of just playing safe and choosing to be safer when they race and like not push the cars hard and push for these wins. So I feel like the playoff predictions I have are very safe in that regard. I just want to say thank you all for listening to the Morris podcast today. I hope you have a great day. And this has been the Morris After Hours Show.